Exercise 5. Looking back into the past, there is evidence that managers have tried to learn from the arts. Corporate art collections can be considered the oldest and longest-lasting type of artistic intervention in organizations. For example, the American magnate Albert C. Barnes wanted to edify his employees with his art collection in the first quarter of the 20th century. Many organizations' art collections may still just be about personal aggrandizement, organizational prestige, and long-term investment and the decoration of the work environment. But a number of collectors are coming to view their art collections as a possible resource for learning, to see and think differently in the organization. Far from simply decorating the workplace in a pleasing manner, some collections are intended to provoke and irritate, thereby generating creative unrest and signaling to employees that unusual ideas and projects are welcome in the organization.